Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Haters Press Conference Podcast. This is the first place, some say only, where you can hear football's leading managers' press conferences in full.
On either side, so just raise your hand so there's no you ask question. We'll set an embargo towards the end for 10:30 on Sunday evening. Somewhere to start, please. Right.
Ask about Bernardo Silva, please. He's won everything. It seems we've asked you also in the last couple of summers that there have been a few doubts about him, whether he will stay or not as well. Has it always been the case that you were expecting him to stay?
Definitely. Everybody loves him and we want him. Even the goals are deflection, so. it's really important for us and stay with us. It's really, really important. But Kevin will be back soon, but now, when you see the schedule after international break, we have Arsenal, Aston Villa, Crystal Palace, Madrid, just 3 days, 3 days, 3 days, 3 days, so it will be really, really tough. And we have to, everyone. But I said many times how important in personally and in terms of football Bernardo is.
Jamie.
Congratulations on getting to the semi-final. It's a six in a row, I believe, for your team. How impressed are you with your players with that? And also, because is this now the business end of the season, does it bring a new energy for your players because you can see all the titles, maybe, possibly?
Yeah, always respect the best for the, for the team. But after won the treble and five titles, expectant. We're coming back for the last international break, so 1 month and a half, 2 months left. Being in contention for all the titles means a lot. Means so define what is the team. So for Carabao, I know people talk about the Premier League, talk about the Champions League, but when he's able to win four Carabaos in a row, six semifinals, six FA Cup semifinals in a row, this team, this club has something special. It's incredible. Of course, we want to win the FA Cups, all of them, but sometimes it's not possible. For the quality of the opponents and basically for the schedule that we have. I remember against Liverpool, Chelsea, Arsenal's playing Wednesday away quarterfinals, the Champions League, and Saturday in Wembley. So at the end, it's so difficult to arrive against that top teams in the best conditions. It's so difficult, but we were there. So six times in a row means that always you have had a bad night, a bad afternoon, home, away. When you are six, you did a half bad afternoon, bad night. And this is when the fine consistency that sometimes put in doubt the team, that proved they are wrong.
Pep, you got a lot from Jeremy Doku in the first half, dribbling through the opposition. Where is he in this development? What was your thinking behind putting him in the most central role?
Well, we want to dribble there. We want to have a player in the pocket, like feeling that one can dribble his opponent and have Erling can run. He was brilliant. He's a guy who can play, of course, his position is wider, but in central position, had the ability to dribble and run. Of course, after you have the quality to see the last pass, like Kevin can have, or Gordon had, or Riyad, or another players, or Phil. So, but his next step is so young, you get the moments that couldn't make the pass to Erling to make the last moment. But he played really, really, really good. He helped us to keep the ball and make the dribbles and drop them. It was really, really good.
Jens?
Hi, Pep. I've got a couple of questions about Erling. First off, he got a bit of a rough treatment, especially in the first half. How did you see those two situations with Fabian Schär before the break?
For the referee?
How did you see the situation and the treatment that he got? What's your view on it?
Had the treatment of the defender too early.
But it's what it is. He knows always he's like that. He's the only central defender. He will whistle more false him to opponent, the opponent to him. That's what it is. We knew it for a long time, so no problem.
And now the international break is obviously coming up. In Norway, he's called up for Norway's two friendly games against Czechia and Slovakia. Would you prefer that he didn't play those games, seeing that you're going for a very intense season final?
He's not my player anymore from now on. So what they will decide will be fine. They know that they fought a lot and they train a lot and a lot of adrenaline concentration to arrive in this position. So they know they are friendly games and they got to handle it wisely. Hopefully they can do it.
Set them back.
If you like what you hear, please remember to subscribe or follow and leave us a positive review. It really will help us get to more grounds around the footballing world. You can also follow Haters TV on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and our wonderful website at haters.com. Thanks for listening.